There are very practical, pragmatic reasons that horse farms have not been open to throngs of people. And that's because they raise thoroughbreds, which are very sensitive creatures. What about the balance? What are the farm owners and the farm managers saying about how that will be managed and balanced?
I think if we look back at the tourism community, 7, 10 years ago, we were begging for this as Lexington and Central Kentucky residents. But it's true. The first priority that these folks have is to run very highly operational farms that care for very expensive and particular charges in our thoroughbred horses. So what they're saying is that they are very strongly committed to making sure that the fans have a wonderful experience. But of course, we have to make sure that it's balanced with the demands of a working farm. We often say that the Kentucky Bourbon Trail has been a source of inspiration for us, but we're also a little bit more like Toyota in that there's not always a drop-in time at Toyota because it's a manufacturing facility. There are very prescribed times that it makes sense to be at Toyota, and we feel the same way. There are lots of things moving from hour to hour on any given farm, and we want them to have the opportunity to control when and how many people visit them so that we can ensure that there's a really great experience for those who are there and so that we can give them the tools to manage it in a way that doesn't make them want to shut down again.
What are you hearing so far from the farms? What sorts of accommodations are they finding that they're willing to make and having to make to be ready for this?
They're still figuring some of those things out. I will say that one thing that makes a huge difference about horse country in this particular effort compared with some of the things that you may have seen in the past is that it was the idea of the farm owners and breeders, and it's not something that they've been asked to buy into. They really came to this idea on their own, and they have owned it, and they've been excited about it. So they're still learning the ways that they'll have to adjust, but everything from trying to think about where they're going to host people, what happens if it's raining, do they want to put up memorabilia, do they want to find ways that they can provide tactile experiences for people, what can they touch and what can they see and smell, and thinking about the ways that they can incorporate that.
We have a major thoroughbred industry event coming up. You're launching next spring, but your organization will play a role in the Breeders' Cup festivities, correct?
That's correct.
What do you have planned?
We're very excited to offer horse farm tours at several of our member locations, 23, as a matter of fact, through the Breeders' Cup Festival. You're going to hear from the owners and breeders of Breeders' Cup champs. You're going to get to meet the staffs that often hand raise and train and bring up these great athletes. You're going to get to see where they live and even meet some of the siblings, dams, and sires of those runners for Breeders' Cup.